Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Go to work on an egg.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 67 for this... Oh hey, it's June the 7th. That's 6-7. And this is 6-7.
Oh my god.
Hey, you haven't been introed yet. My name is Thomas Towson, and this guy over here who tried to interrupt me...
is Jim John Jury.
I like what I do. I do what I like, and I like what I do.
And I do what I see.
Yeah, this other guy's Dan Knight. He's the one that
Jim John Jury.
He's Jim John Jury. He's replacing Dan today for my co-host.
You will notice a slight difference in that I am not Dan. Mm-hmm. I am Jim John Jury.
See, I can tell mostly because you look and sound nothing like Dan. So
that's good. That's going to help the healing process.
Because what happened to Dan?
Oh, He's now no longer capable of speaking fluently through his broken teeth.
Oh, wow. What did he do?
He took a spill down some stairs.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
if he tells you otherwise, he's going to take another one.
It was the doorknob, I promise.
That's right.
Okay, so we're back again this week to do what we do, which is the same old song and dance. It's the same old thing. Who even cares anymore? Right, Dan? Who even cares?
Who even cares?
I do. I care quite a bit.
Well, I guess if you care, then I guess we can keep going.
Do you care? Show.
My care has been waning considerably.
No. We're going to do the same thing that we do, which is what, Dan? What is it we do, Dan? Jim Jam Drew.
Jim, what? You are butchering my new name.
Wait, your new name?
Okay, I'm in the witness protection program. Jim John Giroux, Jareer. Where's my card? I don't know, I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dan.
Okay, this has been a really good bit. I like it.
Okay.
You say so. tell me what we do, Dan.
We provide the news to the people of the world.
Uh-huh.
But in a way that is not the same as regular news because it's bad news.
Oh, see, that is different. What is it different?
I would say it's good news for people who love bad news.
Yeah.
Starring Modest Mouse.
Yes. I feel like bad news is relative, though.
Is it?
I like this news a heck of a lot. You know, just a heck. Sorry, watching the language here. I didn't mean to drop a big H. But I prefer this over regular news any day.
I actually do, too, but I'm a little biased because we're doing it, and also because regular news is the terrible.
Yeah, it is the terrible, for sure.
At least the news we give you is lighthearted sometimes, most of the times, unless it's sad, but we try to make it funny, and we really toe that line. The normal news is just plain sad.
Yeah, it's usually just sad, or terrible,
or just awful.
Really bad, yeah. No good. Anyway, we're going to do the good stuff, I guess. I guess we'll take that burden
off your shoulders to give yourself the good news.
But I guess we should do that. But before we do, girl, let me tell you what today's national day is.
Okay.
Today's a doozy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it isn't.
Oh, it is. Has it gotten stale where I pretend like it's really a really big deal and that it isn't?
67 episodes. No,
yeah. Is it a bit or is it just like a running gag or is it just dumb? I think it might just be dumb.
We'll leave that up to the people at home to decide.
Yeah. So phone in. Call us at
555.
We don't have a line.
555.com.
Online website. Online webstore.com.
.edu.
.gov. So contact us there. But. Today's actually a pretty weird one.
It's National VCR Day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still going on.
There are still VCRs around in circulation?
Yeah, it seems weird that we're celebrating VCRs, since I haven't seen one in 10 years.
They're coming back.
Oh, are they?
Kind of
like cassettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Cassettes, well, records came back.
Yeah,
why
records.
Can't VCRs?
Records have. I'm by no means a record collector whatsoever, but at least it has some tinge of sense in that it is, you know, it is theoretically a, you know, higher fidelity audio quality, even though when you put it under a needle, it just sounds like grating buttholes anyway. But anyway, that makes sense. Stupid magnetic cassettes are ridiculous. We're so beyond that.
Well, how else am I supposed to watch The Ring?
It's true. Well, but you don't want to watch it on VHS. That's how you die.
Oh, if you watch it on DVD, you're safe?
Yeah. Yeah, because
what if it happens on Blu-ray? Then you kill the girl in the well?
Sure, yeah. I haven't tested it out. You know, I might have to put that, bring it to the lab to crunch some numbers.
Wow, that sounds involved. I don't know if I'm not going to get a Blu-ray player now. Do all this extra work.
Are there people that don't own them? I think there are.
Because
they keep
making
DVDs.
I think DVDs are probably on their way out, though, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Much like VHSs.
Why are we celebrating VHSs today?
No, we're celebrating VCRs.
I'm sorry. Who cares about the tapes that go inside of them?
We're celebrating them because it's an outdated thing that people just sort of forgot to be like, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
Hmm.
But
was this invented by a company that is the sole distributor of VCRs?
Maybe. Who knows?
Hey, honestly, we still exist, guys. Come on.
Honestly, I have no idea. I didn't do my research that far. But
no follow-ups.
Really, all it's about is just, you know, keep them in your mind. Today, just remember how crappy VHSs were and the players that usually consumed them.
Hmm. Be kind, rewind.
Yeah, sure. I can I just say that I really love that movie and that is a movie that has completely fallen under the radar that no one ever thinks about?
I love that movie, too.
That movie was hilarious.
I didn't like the last third of it.
I don't even remember the last third. Oh, where you find out... Oh, well, spoilers.
Oh,
no, it's years later. Where you find out that it wasn't actually Fats Waller's place and all that
kind of... Kind of. It was just a wholly depressing...
Or Fats Domino.
Because it was like the town was coming together to make this film... And it was amazing. It was, like, really cool. And then, yeah, it's, like, it's based on a hoax or it's made up or something. And then, at the same time, they're still getting sued. Like, they don't really address the whole, like, we have a giant lawsuit that we're facing. So, it was just kind of, like, very open-ended. Unless I missed something entirely.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it. But I will always love that movie for Jack Black screaming honky during filming the Driving Miss Daisy scene. That is never not going to be funny to me.
Yeah.
Forever. Anyway, that's enough about that. Enough about VCRs. Let's get into the actual news.
Okay.
Dan, do you have...
quote-unquote news.
Did you bring any?
Oh, I did.
Oh, wow.
Fear not.
That was close.
A Brazilian man, Artival Duarte, has decided to film himself walking across broken glass barefoot with four live snakes in his mouth.
Yeah, you lost me at snakes in the mouth.
Snakes in the mouth. Okay, while he's walking across broken glass, and he's got four snakes in his mouth.
See,
at the same time...
But why?
Well, it wasn't for panhandling or a circus routine. He was actually promoting the preservation of the Amazon rainforest. Now, I'm personally having a difficult time connecting the dots.
Uh-huh, I'm with you.
I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah, I need to get some Excel spreadsheets going, you know, start dotting some I's and crossing some T's here, but I'm not sure how that makes... How that works.
The issue here is that there is no connection, really.
Oh.
Okay. I don't... It seems more like a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, look at me, and then now while you're looking at me being incredibly weird, why don't you take some time and think about the deforestation of the Amazon rainforest? So
is that what it takes nowadays?
To have snakes in your mouth and walk on glass?
Yeah. It takes that much to get people to think about the rainforest?
I mean, if you think about it, like... This deforestation of the Amazon rainforest has been going on for years, like over, I want to say like 20 years now. And didn't Fern Gully come out and it was kind of like really pushing it? Like, Fern Gully, we got Robin Williams. He's telling you, you know, the forests are going.
Yeah, this is.
That was the whole movie, was him doing stand-up.
That's right.
As a fruit bat.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
A hairy fruit bat.
Yeah. It wasn't wonderful, certainly.
It wasn't. But it sure did raise some eyebrows. No, you were going to say something?
No, I mean, where do you go from there, really?
Well, I know what you're thinking.
I'm not.
He had the heads of four live snakes in his mouth?
Uh-huh. Yep, of course.
And the answer is no. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take away the magic of the scenario. They were the tail end of the four snakes in his mouth.
Oh, not the head.
No. Because he did that in a previous stunt to raise awareness for the rainforest.
I got you. He doesn't want to soggy both sides for too long, right? Yeah. He starts, you know...
You got to even them out.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Wash.
You know?
Yeah. So he calls himself the Ninja of Serpents.
Of course. You know, ninjas, known for their walking on glass and putting snakes in their mouths.
Everybody knows that.
They have such a long, rich history. But what they do is they sneak into people's houses in the black of night, scale the wall, sprinkle some glass on the ground, put some snakes in their mouth, and just dance a little jig. And they'd be so scared that people would leave and run away.
We should probably hightail it out of here. He looks like he's in a lot of pain. Most of his demonstrations involve snakes in some way, and seemingly inserting them into his body somehow.
Oh, that's a very open-ended statement.
Well, you never know.
Please do not tell me more.
What's he gonna do next?
Yeah, I hope nothing.
He's gonna floss.
One of them's gonna bite and rip his tongue out. I'm like, just do it.
And then he'll be the Ninja of Serpents. Oh. Because his tongue will be gone.
Yeah, that was great. That was a good imitation.
Thank
man,
you.
Who'd have thunk you'd be getting professional grade voice acting on the show?
Well, I mean, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, nothing.
Which is zero.
You remember Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, who can forget?
Yep.
You got those little weird grandparents in that one room.
You remember Charlie Bucket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Charlie Bucket. He was famous for winning the golden ticket.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well,
I thought it was Buckets.
Maybe.
Is it Buckets?
It's Buckets, I think. I think you're right. Charlie Buckets. It doesn't matter how many buckets he had. It was some quantity of buckets, okay?
They were all empty because he was poor.
That's right. He was very poor, but he got the golden ticket.
He sure did.
And now Japan is trying to recreate that feeling with a new sort of gimmick, if you will, from McDonald's.
Oh, that is the present day.
It is.
Willy Wonka.
It is.
Chocolate Factory.
I've got a greasy nugget. McDonald's Japan is hoping to spark a gold rush by giving away an 18-karat gold chicken nugget.
Wow.
Valued at around $2,000 as part of a social media contest featuring a bizarre new character. And apparently it's working.
Oh, yeah?
It is. The offbeat contest was blown up on social media... or has blown up on social media after the fast food chain revealed the unusual prize along with a yellow-suited sauce thief named Kato Nuggets, a.k.a. Phantom Thief Nuggets.
Now that is that's a catchy name.
It rolls off the tongue. According to the contest rules, participants are tasked with helping unmask the nugget-crazed villain by posting when and where he's spotted using the hashtag... Kato Nuggets.
Oh my goodness.
The sauce thief is a way for McDonald's to introduce two new dipping sauces to Japanese customers or consumers, a creamy cheddar cheese sauce and fruits curry sauce.
Weird.
It is weird. Also, that'll be $10, McDonald's. You're welcome. I just promoted you, so that'll be $10.
I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
$10.
Instant regret. We've talked about McDonald's on the air before. We're not fooling them.
Wouldn't it be really funny if like the nugget was never found and it was because somebody just like wasn't paying attention and just ate it. Just like swallowed it whole.
Yeah. But well they're giving it away as a prize. They don't have to find the golden nugget.
Oh, this is for finding this weird guy.
Yeah, this is for finding Kato Nuggets.
It's not in the
and unmasking him.
Oh my God.
It's gonna get dangerous.
So is there's like a guy dressed up as this character?
Yeah, he looks like the Green Hornet, but in yellow instead. He's got like the bandit mask and a hat and a
like the
yellow suit.
Hamburglar?
Yeah, kind of like that, but in like a yellow zoot suit.
Weird.
Yeah, he's killing it. though only one winner will get their hands on the approximately 50-gram golden nugget,
mm-hmm.
21 other people will win a 5-piece pack of nuggets for 39 days.
Wow, that's a lot of nuggets. Yeah. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks. Let's go to our nugget correspondent in the field.
Well, I'm here with the nuggets, and there's a lot of them. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks. So no sightings yet. No one's found him. It's been going on for a bit. But there's no one's found Kato Nuggets.
Keep looking.
I kind of want a solid gold chicken nugget, so I might go to Japan. Mm-hmm. It'll cost me more to go there than I would get back if I on the slim chance that I won. So it'll definitely be worth it financially.
Mm-hmm.
But Kato Nuggets coming for you, buddy.
You get the nugget and then you hang it around your neck like a some sort of.
Yeah, like a
pimp.
A pimp. Oh, I thought you were going to say like a pendant of some sort, yeah. But yeah, like a pimp. Nugget pimp.
Yeah, a nugget pimp.
Yeah, what you do is you take your five-piece nuggets for 39 days, save them up for 39 days, and then you start using that as payment. You start your own chicken nugget ring.
Oh my god.
Like, gosh. Right? So you getting a little bit of sauce on the side, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I think a little creamy cheddar sauce. On the
side. Back to you, Dan.
And there's still a lot of nuggets.
Okay, what you got?
A 6-year-old boy from Massachusetts is in the news recently for turning. Oh, yes.
No. I was going to say I've heard of that place before. I didn't expect the sentence to go on so long. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a bit of a run-on, I guess. Yeah, Massachusetts. We don't travel down to Mass very often.
We could if we wanted to, we don't.
There's not a whole lot of good articles coming from Mass.
That's nothing. No offense.
You're saying that we don't physically travel there.
Yeah.
Well, you know that what's in the Commonwealth that I can't experience in Fallout 4?
This is completely incorrect. All right, so Mass.
So the 6-year-old boy turned his dad into the police.
Good.
His father was driving, and the boy noticed he was in the car with him, if you didn't know.
Okay.
The two were driving, and the boy
the
noticed...
The two were driving.
Yeah, they were driving together.
So the son was helping.
He was on the pedals, and dad... No, or I don't know exactly. I know he was probably sitting, you know, next to the father while... That sounds dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Holding the beer.
Yeah, of course.
The father was driving, and the boy noticed he had run a red light. So, Michael Richardson told CBS Boston, this is the father, he tells me, hey, Dad, you just went through a red light. And I said, no, Robbie, you can go through that one as long as you stop and there's nobody coming, you can go. There's no comma. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He says, no, you can't. That light was red. So we get into the car wash and he says, I'm going to call the police. As soon as they got home, the boy phoned up the local coppers. My daddy went past a red light, Robbie said. He has a black truck. He was in the brand new car, my mommy's car. Everyone follows the rules, but not daddy, Robbie told the Boston Globe, adding that if it happened again, he wouldn't call the police. I'll call the eye doctor so he can fix his eyes.
Oh, sick burn. So, holy crap.
This kid wants to grow up to be a cop as well, if you didn't guess.
Or he wants to grow up to be like a stand-up comedian. He's going to slay. Good Lord. Next time I ain't calling the cops, Daddy. I'm going to call the eye doctor to get you checked out. Boom. Woo, woo, woo.
I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. Can you imagine a child arresting their parent? Embarrassing.
Oh, back to you.
Still a lot of nuggets.
Still way too many nuggets. Well, that's did it say how old the kid was?
6 years old.
Wow, that's very young.
Yeah.
That's some situational awareness, I guess. And also, you know, maybe he's going to be put in the closet for a few days.
He's like, thank you, police. I'm just going to get off the phone. And Robbie, we need to have a talk.
You need to go into the naughty closet. Close the door. Yes, I know the lock's on the outside, but... I'll let you out in a few days.
You just need to sit and stew for a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, I don't know. Depends. So he wasn't actually breaking any law, though. He says that he could go through that light for some reason.
Yeah, I'm assuming he was probably taking a right turn.
Yeah,
probably. And it was okay to take a right on red.
Because that's the thing you can do here.
Yeah.
You can right turn on red.
You can't do that.
Sure can't. Not everywhere. Okay, great. Well, Dan, next up.
Mm.
is a product that you will find absolutely pivotal
to my day-to-day.
To your day-to-day life, yeah. It definitely will increase your quality of life, and that is something you may not have heard of. It's called the Licky.
Oh, nope, I haven't.
Well, if you've ever watched a cat lick itself.
Not really.
Or another cat, and thought, I wish I could lick that cat too. Well, let me tell you something, Dan. There's a Kickstarter project just for you.
Oh, great.
Licky is a silicone brush shaped like a giant tongue that will supposedly allow you to bond with your cat by licking it. Quote, cats groom each other as a form of social bonding, the Kickstarter page from Jason O'Mara of PDX Pet Design stated. There's also evidence to show that cats view and treat their human captors as large cats.
Hmm.
As a human, you're left out of the intimate licking ritual.
Oh.
At best, you have a one-sided licking relationship with your cat.
What a shame.
In theory, the licky would help the affection run both ways, no actual cat licking required. On the other hand, it looks completely ridiculous, and mm-hmm. you look like a complete bag of tools.
Yeah, it's like a prehensile.
It's huge.
Tongue.
So what you do? I'm gonna go ahead and explain this for people who haven't seen the image. It's basically a large piece of rubber. One of them's sort of floppy, and it's white. It's large. We're talking maybe 6 inches. It's a big piece of tongue.
Okay.
It's maybe 6 inches, maybe 3 or 4 inches thick. Big piece of thing with a little mouth guard that you put in your mouth. You put this thing in your mouth, and then you use it to rub against the cat, and it's like your big tongue licking the cat, and it's like a hairbrush to, you know, comb them and stuff.
Ugh.
Let that settle in. Just imagine. There's GIFs. There's videos.
Does it move and stuff?
No, you move it.
It contorts?
You move. Yeah, it's a bit wiggly.
By wiggling your head?
Yep.
Oh. See, I was expecting a little bit more production value from this face.
It's just a brush, really, but yeah.
Yeah. A brush that you control with your head.
Yeah.
Sounds very ineffective.
Well, it's, you know, you're pretending it's your tongue, and this is the final piece, actually. We've been waiting for years. It's crazy that it took this long. This is the final piece that you need to completely become a crazy cat person.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. You've got the 30 Cinched cats. It. You've got the three sizes too large clothes that are all, somehow you've managed to find every piece of article clothing that has cats on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You haven't combed your own hair in 3 weeks.
Yes.
And you smell a bit like cat pee. Now you can get a tongue brush and complete the picture and be insane.
Well, I think the last piece of the puzzle would probably be admitting yourself into a mental institution.
I think you may have gone too far if you pick this up. You've gone. It's too late.
There's no
rehabilitation.
Going back. No.
But go on Kickstarter. If you're a crazy person, go on Kickstarter. Pick one of these up. You'll totally be disappointed. All right, Dan, you got one more.
An apartment complex in Salt Lake City, Utah is getting internet flack for its unorthodox addendum added to their lease agreement.
Uh-oh.
The complex posted notes on all the tenants' doors last Thursday demanding social media compliance. Tenants were expected to, quote, like the complex on Facebook within 5 days of signing their lease.
You know, I've heard of something like this before, and I've heard of it being done with companies, businesses.
Yeah.
Who try to force their employees to like their page and follow and give them access to, like, add them as friends so they can see your Facebook stuff.
Oh.
That's a job I would never take.
Because, yeah, no.
Like, it's not even this whole social media watching. It's the fact that... It's really the
big brother of it all.
It is. It really is. It's the whole, so this is how this company's run. Mm. This is what we're doing here. Okay, we'll see you later.
I'd rather have a company that spies on me from a distance and doesn't tell me about it.
Yeah.
Which is every other company.
Yeah, that's preferable.
those who didn't like the complex on Facebook would be found in breach of the agreement, their lease agreement. So that's kind of a huge thing. The residents also had to let City Park Apartments post pictures of them and their guests on their Facebook page. You had to be totally kosher with that.
Okay.
They also were not allowed to post any negative comments about them online anywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This doesn't sound crazy at all.
Guess how it went?
Oh, I imagine it went with a lawsuit.
Since the addendum was... wait, what? I don't even know what I typed there. The addendum had some issues, and the complex started receiving overwhelmingly negative reviews on Yelp.
No way.
Where it has a 1-star rating.
No way!
Can you believe it?
That's wacky!
As well as negative ratings in all other corners of the internet. A tenant lawyer calls the addendum likely illegal due to it potentially discriminating against the elderly who don't know how to use computers, the poor who can't afford them, or simply anyone who chooses not to have a Facebook account.
Yeah. There are people.
There are people. They exist.
Like the three or four people that are left. Yeah, they'd be discriminated.
Law offices representing the complex says it was all a misunderstanding. He says the addendum was intended to, quote, provide some protection to the apartment complex's residents and its owners from usage of photos on its Facebook page from all community events.
Mm.
So it's really just, we want you to be okay with us posting your photos on our Facebook page.
Mm. Yeah. Also send nudes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to update them with nudes.
And we will rate them on a side website that we also host.
Yeah, which is definitely rate feet.
Rate feet.
Is that what it was?
Rate my feet?
Something like that.
Oh, I can't remember. That was a while ago.
Yeah, definitely.
So, at no time was any resident in jeopardy of eviction or action from City Park for failure to sign the addendum or friend City Park Apartments. City Park has not implemented the addendum, nor is it requiring its residents to execute it. I feel like that's what they said after the fact.
Yeah.
If nobody really pushed back, they'd be like, no, people are getting the axe. Like, oh, you don't like us? Get out. This is North Korea now.
This is America.
Let's change the subject.
This is Germany. That's
nobody's gonna get that.
No one understands. But yeah, so that's complete horse pucky. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop that language.
Well,
man, I'm getting real saucy today.
You are. You're a saucy lady.
But that's
good for dipping.
Oh, great. Thank
you. Nugs. There's still
a mountain. Callback to nugs. Boom.
Dip them nugs.
Woo. God, I'm kind of interested. I don't eat nugs. You know, I'm not a nugman.
Yeah.
But
R.J. Nugman.
Yeah. Leonard P. Nugman of the law firm Nugman & Nugman. but that cheddar cheese dipping sauce, I mean, it's got an appeal. There might be something to it. Maybe for fries.
Ooh.
Get some cheese fries, you know? Some cheap, crappy McDonald's cheese fries.
There you go. Some poutine.
Yep, you too can loathe yourself. all right, well, we got one more.
Oh, good.
Dan, we have one more to wrap this evening out. Rather, morning. Really?
Yes. Or whatever it is. Who knows when you're listening?
Yeah. You know, whatever. Well, let's end it in nice, sunny Cincinnati.
Oh, good.
A Cincinnati man. Well.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I said that really weird.
Yeah, you really did. A Cincinnati man.
Well, Daniel. A Cincinnati man.
You did it again.
I can't say Cincinnati. A Cincinnati man.
Cincinnati man.
Is facing charges of disorderly conduct and public indecency.
Oh, no.
This never happens, Dan. It's rare that anyone's ever
been indecent.
Indecent. Or certainly what he did. That's certainly rare. Well, what he did was he's facing charges of disorderly conduct and public indecency after he allegedly... I don't know why this is so much funnier than just regular, like, lawn pooping or something.
Mm.
But after allegedly pooping on the scanner at a Kroger grocery store, you know what? Just gets mad at the person ringing up. You know, you charged me too much for those Nans. How about you ring this up? just unloads.
No barcode.
Call manager, get it keyed in. It's like a whole process.
What's the item code for human feces?
Police arrested 23-year-old Colin Murphy on Sunday after a store employee accused him of stripping naked. Then, after disrobing, Murphy allegedly sat on the scanner at a self-checkout register, dropped trowel, squeezed out a Cleveland Steamer.
On my chest.
Ooh. Prior to the incident, witnesses said they saw Murphy stumbling around the store, slurring his speech and reeking of booze. Whoa, what a surprise.
That, I couldn't imagine that being a precursor to this.
You mean normal, everyday people don't walk into Kroger's and crap on the counters?
Can't say. I don't even know what a Kroger's is.
It's a grocery store. You don't know what Kroger is?
A Kroger's grocery.
They don't
store.
Have them in Florida? No. Because they're a more southern chain.
No, it's like Florida's got Winn-Dixie. Yeah,
Winn-Dixie.
What's the other one? Albertsons.
Don't have Albertsons.
I guess that must be the Kroger's equivalent.
Maybe, because Kroger's are kind of, I think actually they might be more western now that I think about it. We
Piggly
had
Wiggly.
A few in North Carolina, but yeah, mostly we had Piggly Wiggly and Harry Peter.
Winn-Dixie. And Harry Peter.
Harris Publix? Teeter. No, Harris Teeter. Winn-Dixie. Food Lion. Food Lion was a big one.
I've seen one or two of those.
Yeah, Food Lion.
Aldi's pretty big, too. Have you had any of those?
Never been to an Aldi. But Food Lion, I always really liked Food Lion. It's kind of like the Market Basket equivalent.
I like Mad Lion myself. Ooh. He's a good rapper.
Yeah, he is. Or Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion. I'd never heard any of his stuff.
He did a pretty sweet reggae album.
Oh, did he?
That's the whole thing, so.
It was one album.
Yeah.
And then he went reverted back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so he did that. He made poo on the register, on the scanner.
Okay.
Murphy was charged with public indecency and disorderly conduct and taken to the Hamilton County Jail. He was later released on $2,000 bail. So, what I've learned from this story is,
yeah,
if you got $2,000, go crap on some scanners, man. That's all it costs.
I have a question.
Nude, too. Just
got nude.
Naked.
He didn't have any clothing on?
No.
Or he, like, at least had a shirt?
No, he was naked.
Oh. I have a question. Last week, we covered an article where there was a news reporter who defecated on a lawn.
Mm-mm.
That was the week before?
No, it was last week, yeah.
Oh, okay. He got charged with specifically defecating, or it was urinating or defecating.
Yeah.
It was, like, almost a felony or something. He was facing years in jail for it.
It might have been because he was sober. I wonder if there's different legislation being like, you know, he was drunk, so he gets this slapped on instead, or...
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's just different states. Different states maybe
have different legislature. That's probably, yeah.
Who knows? I honestly, I'm no...
Devil's in the details.
I'm no expert here, so... at anything. So, certainly not this. Certainly
Let's
not
Let's go to our nugget
law.
Expert on the field.
That's you.
You're
the...
Hold on. Yeah, it certainly is a lot of nuggets here. We're going to need some sauce, stat. Back to you, Paul.
That's great. Imagine the turd that's going to come out of those.
There's going to be a turd coming out of these nuggets?
Yep. Yes.
And scene.
Beautiful. We definitely choreographed that.
That was great.
Which is why you didn't really get to enjoy the dance number, but there was one. So
there was one. If you rewind your VCR real quick, you'll be able to hear it.
That's a solid call right there. That's a solid call back to the beginning. Wow. Man, that's a good reference. All right. Well, Dan, now that when we get to this point where we just start talking about stuff that doesn't mean anything anymore, that usually signals that it's the end of the show.
You know, if you stop saying it like that, people won't tune out. You got to hit them with it by surprise.
See, I like a long, slow, rambling finish that makes people wish I would stop talking.
Oh, so like me.
Yeah.
So like me every day.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. All right. So, folks, it's been an absolute pleasure. And let me tell you what I tell you. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banderbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. It helps more than you can imagine. Or don't. That's cool too. Whatever.
But that doesn't help.
It doesn't help if you don't. And that's all for this week.
And remember, boanthropy is a psychological disorder where people think they're cows.
Thanks for joining us. Dan, does your mic sound correct?
Who can say, really?
You.
Oh, then yes.
Okay, good.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.